Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 13 through 23. But if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain. Your faith also is vain. Moreover, we are even found to be false witnesses of God, because we testified against God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, after that those who are Christ's at his coming.
Many people look at Easter as an occasion for buying new clothes and going to church. But it's not just a day to celebrate the empty tomb and move on as if nothing has changed. We didn't witness the risen Christ after his burial, so imagining the first Easter morning is difficult. Not only that, but our familiarity with the story can make it easy to overlook the stunning magnitude of what transpired. In today's passage, Paul gives us a glimpse of the resurrection's importance by describing what would have happened if Jesus hadn't been raised. Our celebrations would be a lie, and our faith would be worthless. We'd still bear the guilt of our sin, with no hope of forgiveness, salvation, or eternal life. If Jesus hadn't been raised, his death would have accomplished nothing. That's why Easter is an awesome reason for celebration. Jesus died in our place to satisfy the requirement for our atonement, a price too high for us to pay. The resurrection proves that God was satisfied with the Savior's sacrifice and counted it sufficient for the forgiveness of all our sins. And because of Christ's victory over death, we too will be resurrected and receive an imperishable inheritance reserved for us in heaven. This hope enables us to rejoice every day.